Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Can't we be friends? This is war, right? I think
Yes. This
is war.
Yep.
Now, this is a song you hear on our show a lot, right? When people have beef.
Slipping into darkness.
Now, the question is, and we'll get to it, who is this about, right? Because sometimes this is about us yelling at each other. Sometimes it's about Hugh Douglas being petty.
I'm always petty. I'm petty every day.
Sometimes it's about two of the most accomplished people in the NFL going back and forth through the media and tweets. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes, though.
Wait a minute. You talking about local or?
No, in the NFL. Oh. We'll get to it. We gotta. This is fun, and we gotta choose sides. As you like grown-ups, we gotta pick sides on a debate and an argument.
Like grown-ups.
There's one clear side to me.
But all right, we'll get to it. But both
clear?
Are
yeah,
both
clear.
Are unlikable. That's the thing, though. That's
clear.
That's okay. We look at this objectively.
We could try. We will try. Let's first grab Bill and Doyle, and we'll get to you people as well who watched us eat earlier. What's up, Bill?
Hey guys.
What's up, man?
I'm hearing everybody complaining about AJ or Smith.
Who complaining? What's up besides Joe?
Player. You.
Jalen.
I'm not complaining.
Like, no, I didn't say you.
No, you said everybody. I was trying to figure out.
Hugh is everybody.
I hear a lot of complaining from Hugh, Bill.
I meant call.
Call him out, Bill.
Who complained today?
So
besides Joe.
To me, if we fixed the penalty situation, I mean just stupid penalties, we'd score a lot more points. We'd stop a lot more points being scored against us.
Just like that.
Penalties have been a problem, Bill. I think earlier in the year it was defense. There's been more on the offensive side lately, it feels like. But it's been a problem. I mean, I think that goes on the coach, Bill. They got to be more disciplined.
I agree. With false starts, illegal, the alignment. Some of the PI penalties are just... That's on the refs. I think they're stupid. I think you should let them play. But our penalty, I think it's worth a lot of points if we would just clean up our act.
Well, and that's, Bill, I think when you say, you're right, I agree with you. And it also speaks to we're not as dominant as we were last year. Like last year we could probably have afforded a couple penalties and like we were just going to run through teams.
What about the lack of scoring points, though?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, because we're not as... Everything's tighter, so the penalty means more now, because we're not dominating the way we did a year ago.
What about getting in and out of the huddle? What about
I'm glad you brought that up.
The ball on time, like Bill, it's a lot.
Bill, good phone call. Who do you put that on?
Getting in and out of huddle.
To me, there's three possible culprits. Right, the head coach is in charge of everything. The offensive coordinator's got to get the play to Jalen quick enough that they could get in and out of the huddle. And then Jalen's got to move faster.
It's on everybody. I think that early on, you could probably blame Petullo because it was something new to him.
Right.
But as we progress through this, like here's the problem, because I know for a fact when you go into team meetings, like normally you're not supposed to have the same mistakes happen week in and week out at the frequency that they're happening.
Well, you always compare, I mean, people compare coaching to teaching, right?
Yeah.
And my wife's a teacher. Like, if the kids make the same mistake over and over again, obviously the way you're teaching it
is not, and you have to change that.
Right. So, but that they're making the same mistakes.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. Like, this is where it gets a little hard because I don't know what's happening in the meetings. I don't know what's being taught. I don't know what's being said. Because normally, like, for example, when I used to get in trouble, it would be like, damn it, Douglas, what the hell are you doing type deal. Mm. And I would go into practice, and I would make sure that mistake wouldn't happen again. So that's kind of how it went.
What about our meetings now before the show?
Oh, well I don't get the damn it, Douglas. And I pay attention. Sure. I get there.
Yeah, now I just kind of throw my hands up in the air, like, what are you going to do?
This is a coach at his wit's end.
No, but it's one of those things where you're not supposed to make the same mistakes, and you're supposed to progressively get better every week. It just feels like with this team, it's taken a little bit longer to get to this point than it should have. And I don't know who to blame that on. I don't know if that's the quarterback. I don't know if that's the offensive coordinator, so, because hell, we've had new ones every damn year.
So before you make your point, Kyle, I did see a graph. I don't know if it was a week or two ago. The Eagles were at one point a few weeks ago the slowest. Like, they snapped the ball the slowest in the NFL, like the slowest pace they were playing at in terms of the getting the play in and the play clock running down, and it was like extreme. But if you looked at it, like, all the years of the Eagles' offense under Jalen tended to be like that. It wasn't like they used to play fast, Kyle, and now all of a sudden they're playing slow. They've always tended to play, and I don't know the way to put it. It's almost like they move methodically to get the play called and walk to the line and get it off.
Yeah, it's like they're like stuck in like molasses or something. Like, it's not enough urgency, I guess,
enough pace. Right, in the second half, if you have a lead, I'm cool with that, right? Just because you're kind of bleeding the clock. But that's not in the first quarter.
So that's kind of what I was going to say. Like, this isn't – I know we're making a big deal out of it now this year because my lot has said something about it. This has been an issue for a while.
Yeah.
Before Kevin Petullo called the plays. I mean, now that, I guess, sort of puts us down to two possibilities of whose fault it could be.
Sirianni and Hurts.
Yeah, but, like, don't you just think, like – and it feels like a minor thing, but how many other – games do you watch where quarterbacks get up to the line, there's 15 seconds, they're pointing out guys on the defense, or they're yelling stuff at the guys on the O-line or the receivers, they move somebody, like, and I don't know, that feels like an easy thing that could just help this offense look so much better.
Yeah, and give Jalen more time to survey the field, right?
Like,
and even if it's just one little thing he's able to see because he has an extra 3 seconds, I think it could make a big difference, but it is a weird part of things. They don't see it. 215-592-9494. All right. You ready to take sides here, Hugh?
Yes.
All right. We have a battle between, I would say, two of the most accomplished people in the NFL. One a head coach, one a quarterback. They used to be together in Denver, and now they are apart. So let's first hear Sean Payton. Now, this was after the game on Sunday. He was giving credit to Jackson Dart, but you could hear it. He takes a shot at Russ. Let's hear this a couple days ago.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there, coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11, close with the Mayor Tisch family. And, you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
So, you know, obviously the implication is he would have rather faced Russell Wilson, who he cut last year.
Yeah. I got to say, as the petty individual that I am, I do like the pregnant pause. Because with the pregnant pause tells me that you're trying to make a decision whether or not you're going to take the high road.
You do this every day.
Or go all, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I do. Well, it's got to the point now is...
You think about it.
Well, I think about what's going to make our boss, Rod Blue Jeans Lakin, call my phone or send me a text and be like, hey, probably shouldn't do that. Because I've had a few of those lately. So I think we have a good working relationship. I really do.
You do.
And he's very, like, he's very transparent. And some of the things that I've done, we've talked about it, we workshopped, and he's like, he wants me to be a better, he wants me to be more of a professional, and I'm working on that, and I think I've done a really good job. I've made leaps, I've made strides in that situation.
Yeah, leaps is big, but strides
leaps,
for sure.
Leaps, I made leaps in that situation.
You didn't put your hands on Joe yet, or me.
With that being said, Rod, do not go on Instagram, because it got a little heated. Don't go there. No. Don't look at the feed on there. Don't do that. So, but with that being
back
said.
Back to Sean Payton and Russell Wilson.
It's like the A.J. Brown thing. Just don't look at his Instagram.
Yeah, just don't look at his
Instagram. Don't look at his Instagram.
Listen, with that being said, I'm not a fan of Sean Payton. I haven't been for a while.
Well, he's smug.
He's a very smug individual. He's one of those cats that I do not condone violence, but it would be definitely on site with him. He would definitely get slapped. I wouldn't even punch him. I would slap him.
Is this a one-sided
most men
beef?
Know. But no, I'm just saying, because most men know if you slap somebody, sometimes slapping a grown man is way worse than punching.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, because it's like you ain't gonna you slap somebody because you know they're not gonna do anything. That's what it kind of feels like. I'm talking about from the Bounty Gate stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some of the stuff that he did when he was coach of the Saints, and you know I was in Atlanta. Like, he's just a very unlikable person. But on the flip side, Russell is an unlikable individual because of some of the stuff that you've heard in the past. And it's validated because my frat brother, Richard Sherman, cannot stand him.
Well, a couple weeks ago on Thursday Night Football,
he flamed him.
I mean, I've never seen a player's Hall of Fame candidacy. Because if you are in the mix to be in the Hall of Fame, you must have been good, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't quite good enough, but you were good. I've never seen ex-players destroy a Hall of Fame case like Richard Sherman, his former teammate, destroyed it. So clearly people in the league, I think people think Russell's a phony. That's what it comes off to me.
And then, like, Russell's taking a lot of L's, especially when you let somebody, you know, just take your wife and, you know, do all, you know. You let a grown man that you see on a daily basis just have his way with your wife and you don't do nothing. You don't do nothing about that. But I do respect the fact that he finally let him drop.
Well, he fought back.
Yeah, he said all right, something.
So here was the tweet. So we played for you what Sean Payton said about Russ and kind of basically said, I wish we could have played him. A response by Russell Wilson on Twitter, quote, classless, .. but not surprised, .. didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years later through the media. And then he put some emojis in there, including the smile face, the laughing emoji, and the hashtag let's ride. So he fired back.
I will say this, and I don't think I'm off base by saying this, but his wife helped him write that. Like, you know, she's from Atlanta. she's from the A.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is
so
the
he
first
workshopped
time,
that with her.
Well, he workshopped with it. That's why he said what he said. Yeah. And the bounty hunt 15 years later, she probably put that in there.
That's
and that
hers, yeah.
Definitely Let's Ride is hers.
Yeah.
Definitely Let's Ride is hers.
So what side are you on?
No,
are you
no,
on?
No, hold on. Let's Ride is 1,000,000% from Russ.
You think?
But well, he did that when he first got
that
to Denver.
That was his whole thing in Denver.
Because I think that's like their thing. Like,
no, but
go,
I think
go birds here, they do Let's Ride.
Yeah,
there.
But I think that's why she did it. She's like, yeah, ooh, put that in there. I think his wife helped him write
you,
that.
You'll really get him with that one?
Yeah, I get you.
So whose side are we on?
Oh, this is clear Team Russ.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah. Wait.
Russell Wilson's weird.
But and see, like, this is the thing. In order for him to really save face, he got to swing on Golden Tate first.
Well.
He got to go back and he got to write that. No, I know he's been married
former
for a
Eagle,
long
Golden
time.
Tate.
He's been married for a long time. But you got to go swing on the dude that took your wife.
No.
You got to do that first. If you want to write this thing.
Yeah, listen, but this is Russell. This is Russell versus Sean Payton.
Yes, you can. No, yes, you can. No. Because now, listen. You ever seen the movie Falling Down?
No.
Like, it's an old school movie.
I have it.
Well, basically, it was Kurt Russell, right? Was it? No, Kurt Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, one of the Douglases.
Listen off.
Maybe it was Hugh Douglas.
And he had a bad day. He had a bad day, right? So then he just went off, and everybody caught hell that day. That's what Russ needs to do.
No. One of the Douglases
I'm
is my favorite.
Saying, listen, dog, every know, now and then, stop you got to go get retribution for past transgressions.
You're a professional now.
I'm not
you're
going to
get that text from Blue Jeans.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying him. Because he's taking a lot of L's over
right,
here.
But in this
dog.
Particular instance, Peyton started it. Russ just fired back.
And he needs to go back and get some get back. Hey, Russ, if you're listening.
The hard part is he's a backup quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. You need to go swing on Golden Tate. You need to find him and go to his house.
Hold on. Leave Golden Tate alone. Stop.
Can we be clear, though?
You need to go to his house.
You don't really think Russ can fight, do you? Russ does not look like a guy that can fight.
You got to go. So listen, Russ, go swing on Golden Tate first. Swing on him first. You might have to wait on Coach Peyton, though. You catch him at the Super Bowl festivities because they ain't going to the Super Bowl.
No.
They ain't going to the Super Bowl. But you catch him at the festivities, and you just mush his face. You don't even got to swing on him. Just when you walk up on him, just take your hand and just mush his face and then call him a mean
That's
and hurtful
starting
name.
Starting a fight, for sure.
No, he ain't going to fight back.
Oh, I think Peyton swings back.
Dude, you mush
his face. And then you call him a female dog.
No, that's as disrespectful as a slap. You were just
then
talking
you call,
about
you call him a female I dog. You mush his face and call him a female dog.
To me, Peyton is way more likely to fight
Retribution!
Than
you got to get some get back, dog.
To be clear, I'm on Team Russ on this, too.
I am, too. It starts with Golden Tate, though. And then, what was it, Channing Crowder? Channing Tatum?
Not Channing Tatum. He's an actor?
The pivot dude.
Yeah, Channing Crowder, the former linebacker.
The linebacker. Did you
Channing Tatum's an actor.
Wait a minute, let me get this right. Because, see, now you're on a mission.
What are you talking
you
about?
Like, what was that one movie where the dude rode around? Was it Angry? With who was it? The Rock.
Okay.
He was riding around, and he was getting all the people that wronged him. Then you ride down to Miami and Channing Crowder. You swing on him next. And then who else disrespected Russ?
Everyone.
RG3.
The whole Seahawks defense.
Yeah, you.
Earl Thomas.
Listen, I know that's my frat brother.
Earl's got his own issues with the brother and the wife.
Yeah, they a wild group
that
of people.
That was weird.
And then you got to swing on Richard Sherman. But in this order, Golden Tate got to get it first. Then maybe Richard Sherman. And then Channing Crowder.
All right, so your solution is just beat everybody up. That's good.
Hey, man, you got to listen.
Glad,
you can't
glad
start.
We went
because listen. No, but listen, though, Kyle, seriously. You can't, like. Because, like, let's be honest. Out of the four, I should say, Coach Payton's the easy win. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
He's the easier win. You can't start with the easy win. You got to go back to the dude that took your wife.
No, or you can just call
and
it
had
right
his
here.
Way with
I
her.
Think Russ had a good clap back, and that was that.
No, you got to – if you got to push the chips into the middle of the table, man.
I disagree. The best thing about Russell Wilson is that he handles all of these things by – I mean, he doesn't really get himself involved.
It's time for Russ to get your uniform dirty because that's the only way it's going to get dirty at this point.
Well, yeah, because his career as a player is over. Yeah, that thing's wrapped up.
I would probably even go down there and swing on the coach of Pittsburgh, too. I'd probably go
Mike
swing
Tom?
On Mike. I'd probably give Mike Tom a little bit of this reaction.
I wouldn't swing on Mike Tom.
Yeah. I'm getting reckless.
reckless.
Oh, now I'm getting reckless. Yes. I've been reckless this whole conversation.
Yeah, but involved
Tomlin would wreck Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah, come on.
But you got it. But it starts with Golden Tate, though. You got to swing on Golden Tate. You definitely have to do that.
Somehow I need this whole thing to get back to Russell Wilson. Russ, you hear what Hugh Douglas said down in Philadelphia?
Tiki, wait a minute. I know Tiki. Me and Tiki to
get that audio.
Hugh Douglas' advice to Russell Wilson.
You got
to
swing on. It starts with Golden Tate, though. You got to swing on Golden.
All right. Can we hear you people today who apparently did see us eating lunch?
Yeah.
Here's you people.
Yep.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you need, you people?
Got a feeling this is going to be good.
Yep.
Time for 4 hours of Mr. Unqualified and Old News Douglas.
I kind of like that one.
Old news is pretty tough.
I got news for you. I am totally qualified to give reckless opinions on the radio. Yeah. There's the qualifications here are not what you think they are.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah.
But old news, man.
Well, you know, it's funny because I would bet $100 that I'm built better than whoever said that about me.
Well, yeah, like you're also more news than whoever they are.
Yeah,
you're on the radio.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Clapback is real.
Old news is still strong. News.
That is true. They don't
but they say better to be a has been than a never was.
They don't boo nobody.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So you did reference that nice little intimate moment where our YouTube audience watched you eat during the break.
What were the comments like then?
They were fine.
Okay.
But I just thought they were funny because I didn't realize I had the thing paused. Because I was just looking for the comments. And then I see, hey, let me get some of that food. Wow, they're tearing that bleep up. And then I click the thing, and you guys
hey man,
were wreaking havoc on that.
That cheesesteak was banging. The bread was, you know, it's like.
It's the bread.
It's the bread.
Yeah, the Angelo's bread is unbelievable.
No, and I saw Buddy bringing the bread in because it's like, I guess they get it from wherever they get it from. Yeah. He brought like a bunch of loaves in.
Well,
nice.
You saw the line over there at Angelo's.
Yeah, it was
I mean,
deep.
They needed all of that.
Yeah, they did. Probably ran out of bread.
And before we and listen, we earned it. We were in a whole photo shoot for one break. Which
yeah,
was Steiny, great.
Man, Steiny be doing them. He what they call do the most.
We had fun taking photos.
No, we had fun.
You guys
the mayor was here.
Listen, Steiny, shout out to Michael Steinberg if he's around here somewhere. But he know he do the most, man.
Doing the
little megaphone.
Free food, man.
He got the little man complex, man. He got the little megaphone to be doing his thing and stuff. He's a good dude, man, but he do the most.
We appreciate being
officially getting messy.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Officially getting messy.
He knows me well enough to know that I'm messy.
Yeah, well, of course he does.
He does do the most, though.
Everyone does.
Leaves no stone unturned. Yep. Not a single stone.
I like how you try to clean it up, but I don't want it clean. I like it messy.
I try to clean this up for 4 hours a day.
We are trying to save you from that text or call from Rod, man.
Rod going to call regardless.
We want you to be here tomorrow doing the show.
It's coming. That call coming regardless.
Today might be the day.
You had a ridiculous day.
We definitely need to put a sign up in the studio. It's been this many days since Hugh Douglas got a call from our boss.
Right over Hugh's
It's
head,
like the
it?
Old deli. This many days since an accident. Hey.
Yeah, it's been a couple times. He'd be like, damn, seriously?
All right,
It'll be funny if we have to reset the thing. Like, it's been 67 days.
The doomsday clock
it's
or something.
It's been 0 days since Hugh Douglas was calling to the office.
Good bit to get to here before, because we're a little bit short on time.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh has to stop giving relationship advice. He's writing the manual but can't even operate the machine.
That's a good one. I cannot... I can't deny it.
So I know you want to get to some kind. I need to say this quickly because it's perfect today. So we had a couple people actual authors were here and they wanted to give us their books today, which we appreciate. And I know this was his book before he got here, but it just was ironic today that this is the book we got. So Kareem Williams is the guy's name. Nice guy. We took a photo with him.
Yes.
He gave us both a book, Kyle. You'll and I think everyone listening will enjoy this. Step Aside. A simple and effective guide for helping you get out of your own way.
Yeah.
It felt that hit.
I feel attacked.
Yeah.
I wanted to revisit these from Hugh's. Hugh got clipped by a radio station Twitter account for his Bryce Huff take yesterday. And just a couple that Joe and I were laughing about.
Oh, yeah, we had some fun with this.
Gray hairs don't always come with wisdom.
That's a good one. I got killed for that, but see,
yeah, you did.
People don't understand the context. We gave, and allow me to pontificate for a minute. We gave Bryce Huff like $90 million, some crazy like that.
50, 90, yeah, same thing.
Okay, same thing. And we gave up on him in a year. Where is that? Where does that ever happen anywhere in the NFL? Like, seriously.
It's rare.
It doesn't happen a lot. So for all y'all people that didn't understand that, kiss my ass.
Yep.
because I thought that the point was poignant because it never happens in the NFL. If you get out your feelings sometimes and listen to these fire ass takes that I have, you'll understand.
Well, so this one's a little
Definitely getting a phone call, this one's a little more civil,
though. This is where I learned, as much as I love Hugh Douglas, sometimes you just ignore him and keep it moving.
No, I got a couple of them, man, because somebody's like, "What? Well, are you high?" They was like, "Hugh must be on something today." And I had to remind them that I do not get high at work.
You remind everyone that once a week.
Yeah. I get high when I get home.
That's a problem, yep.
So that's what there's that.
All right, let me get a few rapid fire here about the outfit that Hugh's wearing today.
Okay.
Hugh opened up a can of tomato soup this morning and his outfit popped out.
That's not funny.
Hugh wanted bigger tomato pieces so badly he took matters into his own hands and became one.
That's not funny.
New show name, Tomato Soup and the Crackers.
Actually works perfectly.
Wait a minute. That means it's more than one.
Well,
so, Kyle's in the crack.
I thought we were talking about Max, too. Max needs facial hair. I don't like Max with no facial hair. He looks untrustable.
A couple quick pieces of audio here because Hugh is a professional. You know, Hugh, you cannot pull your thingy out anywhere and in any state, let alone just Delaware.
Fortunately, I can't pull up my thingy because we're in Delaware.
And then this gem of you just completely losing your train of thought today.
Because most times NBA players, they don't accept that well when you start telling them they're not the lead dog.
Yeah, they don't. And it's one of those things where, it's one of those things where, you just have to be. Hell, I lost my train of thought, man. I really lost my train of thought. In my defense, I thought I saw somebody. And I was telling Joe that I thought I saw this person. And I still think it was this person.
It wasn't.
It wasn't? Are you sure?
Yeah.
But it looked like the person I thought it was.
It looked like it could be their family member.
It looked like it was a family member.
We are on live radio, though.
Yeah, and I was stuck because I was like, wait a minute. Because it was if you knew the context of the situation, you would understand exactly why I thought what I thought. But it was one of those ones. I'm like, damn.
It reminded me, did you happen to hear the top five of five yesterday?
What was it?
It was Ike's worst on-air moments. Jack had a couple of gems of Ike having moments like you had today.
But just like a brain fart, brain freeze.
Yes. A couple of weird noises that no one knew what the hell they were. It was great stuff. All right, it's time for us to go today. It is time for us to go. Hugh, we had a great time here today.
Oh, it was fun.
We got to thank everyone here at Deco for having us. Obviously, Angelo's for the food and everyone that came out today. This was an awesome event. Come on out to the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. From the studio, Afternoon Show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.